Welcome to Changing Lives, the podcast for all staff here at Signet Healthcare. We change people's lives every day. However big or small, our actions really do make a difference. So we've created this podcast to share the stories, opinion and advice from you, our staff, to help empower us all.
Hello, I'm Adrian Ashurst. I'm one of Signet's specialist trainers. And today I'm at Signet Hospital Maidstone chatting with Alison McCulloch, the general manager, and Louisa Powell, the hospital manager, about the importance of holistic inductions for our staff who are new to healthcare and particularly mental health. Let me say that starting any new job is exciting, but it can also be very daunting. And I remember so well my first day on the wards when I fainted as I watched my first bed bath. It was very, very difficult to overcome that, but I've never looked back. So I'd like to ask you, perhaps, Louisa, what was it like coming into mental health care for the first time? And do you remember your first day?
Yeah, I do. It was about 14 years ago now, but it is really daunting. And I think, you know, you go onto the ward for the first time and people take it for granted that you know what you're doing and they get on with what they're doing because it's busy. I think it's really important that people feel you can talk to people, that people are friendly and approachable. I had a really positive experience when I started in mental health for the first time, but there were also times when I felt a bit lost. I didn't know what I was doing, not sure who to go to, not sure if it was okay to ask for something in case I'd seem, you know, stupid or that I didn't know it. But I think overall it was a good experience, but sometimes you do get thrown in head first and you've got to sort of find your way yourself once you get onto a ward. I think if you haven't had your training, your induction, when I started that time ago, there was a chance to have an induction before going to the wards. But it's about understanding what observations mean, you know, knowing your patients, knowing what to do if you feel like you need to ask for help. And I think all of that can be a bit daunting on your first day, even if you have had the training. Because you've got so much to think about and ultimately you're thinking about that person and caring for that person, but also thinking about the risks that might be present and all the different policies and processes that you need to be doing and, you know, keeping people safe. So there's a lot to do when you first go onto a ward for the first time.
One of the problems that we face is when people start that they lack support. And I have a story for you about one of our new starters who had a psychology degree. And she realised very, very quickly that the ward that she was on was extremely challenging. Thankfully, the hospital manager picked up on this and transferred her to another ward. She's since settled very, very well, but the good part of that story is that she had the courage to speak up. And I think sometimes we should, in induction, people may find at such an early part in their career that it's not for them. Have you ever come across that, Alison, in your experience?
Yeah, definitely. So when you start a new job for the very first time, like Louisa was saying, it's quite daunting. So you want to make sure that everyone has the necessary tools to make them feel comfortable so that they are able to do their job. And of course, you know, when you're coming into mental health for the first time, it is a different kind of industry. So people may find it's not for them, but I think a good induction will support that.
So what I'd like you to do is just talk me through the induction programme and really what's made it a success? What's given it that X factor, perhaps over and above what you did before? So if you could both talk to me about that, that would be great. Perhaps, Alison, when you'd like to start?
So our aim here at sort of Maidstone is to make people feel as comfortable as we can. We will obviously do a two-week induction, which I know we'll talk a little bit more about later. But the aim of that is to give all new starters an insight into all of the wards that are at the hospital. So we'll be getting them to go on wards that they're not necessarily assigned to so that they can pick up and go and support on those other wards. But most importantly, feel comfortable doing that.
But actually, it's like Alison said, it's about making people feel comfortable. And it's about people understanding who they work with, who they can go to for help, the different departments, and just people you know, after their induction, knowing people by name, knowing them as an individual person. And I think that makes such a difference to just a tick box exercise of getting things done or saying that you've done it. But actually, by the end of an induction, as a MDT or as hospital managers and people working in hospital, we know people that are joining our team, but also that they know us. And that's something that's really crucial as part of the induction process. What I found, so I've obviously knew myself, and I am the first induction that happened a few weeks ago. I was just really impressed that that sort of time and effort is put in to people before they go to the wards. I really do think it's a real investment in our kind of in our team and in the people we're looking after, because, you know, by spending that time on our staff, we can make sure that the patients get the best care that they should get when staff are ready to go to the wards. It doesn't happen everywhere. I've come from a job in the NHS where we tried really, really hard to get inductions done before people went to the wards. And it was just such a struggle because of the staffing numbers, because of the pressures on the wards, just the logistics of it and how big some services can be to actually have time then to spend focusing on the service they're going to work in. I think the induction that they've put together here, and I'm sure Alison has been key in that, is really impressive. And there is no, you know, people do not go to the ward if they're not trained, regardless of the pressures that we might have. And I think that is absolutely crucial because we're investing in the staff, but we're also investing in the quality of care that we're providing. I think the really nice bit for me seeing this induction for the first time was that I had some training that I did as part of it and joined the induction. So people can sort of come in and out depending on what their training needs are. So I got to be part of that induction myself for a couple of times, which I thought was, you know, really, really good training. It happens here on site. It was really positive experience, but also at the new starter, you know, breakfast at the end that Alison was saying about actually getting to know the staff themselves. So, you know, knowing their names, knowing who they are, knowing where they're going to work, had some really sort of informal conversations about what if I wanted to pick up a shift here, what do I do? All things that maybe people wouldn't come and ask you otherwise, but just in informal conversations you can have, and hopefully make their kind of their journey better and improve their how they're feeling being at work. But then also means that they know that they can just come and talk to us if they need to. And I, as these inductions carry on, and as I'm new and I'll meet more and more people, it's good to know that I'm going to get to know all the people that start in the hospital and have that time to do it. I just think it's really impressive that people, you know, will get a full set of training and they will not go onto the wards. And I think the important bit as well is that it's for bank staff as well as our permanent staff. Because again, it's very easy when you have bank staff or others that you know they're not maybe trained in the same way as our permanent staff, but they are and they do get paid for that. So again, I think that's just an investment that we give and that we put into staff to make sure that hopefully they get the best experience and so do the people that use our services.
Hello. I'm Joy, and I'm a hospital social worker at Signet. Thanks for listening to the Changing Lives podcast. I hope you enjoy hearing our stories. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Spotify to keep up with all the latest episodes.
One group that we've not talked about is the night staff. And I believe that the night staff play an integral part in anyone's induction. As the staff go on to their first night duty, I think that we should be very mindful that the culture may be different. There might be a different approach, different attitudes. But by bringing the night staff on board, it's to remind them that the induction programme continues after that first 2 weeks. And also, it's about putting across the right approach, the right attitude. And your philosophy of what's happening at Maidstone during the day should be carried on at night. How have you addressed that, Alison, in sort of going forward and in developing this excellent programme?
So one of the things for us is even if people are going to be working on nights, they will come on today to do the induction programme. We just had an example of someone who's joined us who's actually on permanent nights, but she did come and do the 2 full weeks. But another thing for me is that this induction involves the whole Maidstone team. So obviously, yeah, there will be people who will be working night shift, but actually they'll have been part of this induction planning. They know how important the induction is. And then when people are working on nights with them, they will continue that culture of, you know, if you need anything, I'm here working on nights, come and see me, because they are a big part of what we're delivering.
How do you ensure that people feel, you discussed earlier and about being part of a family, how do you make that happen? Because that's something that's really interesting and will be very, very useful for other Signet sites. I'm interested in how you develop that family feel for the staff that you have at the moment. And how you retain them.
Yeah, so in terms of the family feel, I think this happens actually quite a long time before they actually start with us. Mm-hmm. So when they're recruited, you know, we'll keep in touch with them, you know, all throughout their pre-employment checks. And maybe a couple of weeks before they're due to start, I will actually email them and just kind of welcome them to the team, give them a breakdown of their first couple of weeks, you know, give them a copy of their PMVA information and give them a proposed induction plan. And I think that starts to make them feel part of Signet Maidstone. Because actually, when you start a new job, you sometimes just get a contract that says report to so-and-so on a certain date and time. And, you know, when they come in, we meet them in reception, you know, say, I'll be there, I'll meet you at 8:30 and we'll welcome you. But I also think we do have an open door policy. So I think right from the very beginning, you know, and on the first day when I do the tour, I'll take them to meet Louisa. And the amount of comments that I have saying, well, I've met the hospital manager. Because in other places that people have worked, they haven't always had that experience. So actually, they know that they can kind of go to us. And I think one of the feedbacks from the last induction we did was that everyone was smiling and saying hello and good morning. And, you know, they thought that was unheard of. But that's just what we do here. And I think that, again, helps to create that kind of culture or that kind of family environment. What we tend to find, Adrian, and on the inductions, they're with each other for a solid kind of 2 weeks, and they get to know each other really well. So actually they set up these WhatsApp groups themselves, which is really interesting, because you'll say, where's so-and-so today? Oh, they're just going to be 5 minutes, they're, you know, doing something, and they've received a WhatsApp to tell them. And also what's really lovely is when they... generally, they're sometimes working on different wards, and then they'll be wishing each other, you know, all the best for their first day on the WhatsApp group. And then it's just a way of them communicating if they need any kind of peer support further down the line.
I think when we talk about how, you know, we do the induction, but it doesn't end there. We're constantly seeking, you know, staff's feedback. When we say we've got an open door policy, we really do. People can come up. You know, we've got things like meet the manager, and we're planning retention days and just things where we can get as much feedback from staff as possible. But that does really start at the beginning. If they feel that they can speak to you, they feel that you're approachable, that it's a happy environment, that, you know, an open kind of culture where we're up for hearing people's views and changing things and discussing things, then that stays on with people throughout their time here. And I've seen that a lot in the last month I've worked here, and definitely seen the friendliness and the openness and how much people care for each other. Which, you know, is excellent, and I think it carries on for people's careers here. But that, you know, it starts at induction, and it starts from that first moment they walk into the hospital, which is what we've achieved.
I just think induction is a massive part of what we do for our new starters, and I think it will help, and we have had, you know, proof that it does make a difference in terms of people staying with us and developing in their roles. So yeah, it's a really important.
I think what you've created is a Signet experience. And what we want people to do is to go away from here with a wow factor, that it is different. It is something that we can develop. And everybody counts in induction, just not yourself as the general manager and the hospital manager, but everyone in the team. Everyone's got equal importance. And for me, it's about how you welcome people into the business and into the hospital. And from day one, them having that warm feel. So we are going to hear from Audrey, one of the support workers, about her experience here at Maidstone. Good morning, Audrey. Thank you for joining us. Could you tell us a little bit of the experience you had here at Maidstone during your induction, which I believe was 5 months ago?
Yeah, so we had, at first we had a PMVA training, and it was for a week, and it was very nice. The people who did the training were met me on a personal level. It was an experience because they were quite open. They made us feel free to anything, and we already felt like family because of the way they approach, the way they do things. So if you were not very confident in the new environment, it just sort of like met it that way. You'd feel free to say anything. They were quite open. You were quite open to say your views and how you feel about everything. And then the second week as well, we did induction around the wards, which was as well another nice time to see different people, different smiles. Even the patients themselves, they were sort of like prepared that there were people coming in for induction. So some of the patients were even good enough to show us around, which was really nice. And the staff as well were quite supportive, because I remember when we did like a 3-day sort of like in your ward. So those 3 days, they were just showing us how we're doing things and how they do. So you're sort of like on a supernumerary. And the people were really supportive, and you could ask anything, even if you asked as many times as you could, they were still okay with that, which you don't really find from other places. And the food was really nice as well. When we had our training, when we had our induction, you could have as much as you want. Drinks were, you know, so it was really nice, because you don't really get that, honestly, from a lot of places. It was different, and people are quite professional here as well, which you don't really get in other places. Sometimes people just ignore you, but there's more teamwork here. And not only in my ward, going around other wards as well, I've noticed that there's a lot of teamwork going on around here, which makes it complete, because what makes you keep going, it's the people. No matter how much money you earn, if the people around you are not that nice or that supportive, then you will not really enjoy your job. So to be honest, it's been really an experience for me from induction period.
Do you feel that since you've done your induction and you've spent 5 months in the job, can you explain to me how that confidence has grown within you?
I think I've really grown much confidence. And the other thing that has helped a lot as well is the supervisions every month with your superiors. So that brings more confidence. Whatever you're going through within the previous month, it's sort of like you open up how you feel about everything, and how you'd want things to improve, which you're given that chance to sort of like open up. So it's sort of like brought that confidence within those 5 months that I've been here.
Here at Signet, there are many opportunities to develop your own career. So do you have, you're a young person, do you have any views about what you'd like to do in the future
here at Maidstone? Yes, I do have. I would love to be a mental health nurse.
Okay, good.
At first, because I didn't really have that exposure in mental health, so I've been other areas of nursing, like pediatrics in support work and adult nursing and other fields like complex needs. So I wasn't really sure of what I wanted. But until I came here, I felt, oh, this is really for me, and I'm quite confident. Even if I'm asked today, do you really want to do this? I'm confident with that. I would like to be a mental health nurse.
Yeah, so I think Alison's done some really sort of innovative recruitment with non-clinical staff, and it's something that we're going to take sort of forward ourselves in terms of trying to get to know people a bit better. What would they be suited to, and what are their experiences? Because we do have four different wards, and that's the real benefit of the hospital, is that people can work in different areas. And like you say, it's not just, you know, on the wards. We have other departments and other opportunities. So, you know, at the moment we will interview people getting back to face to face, which is brilliant, but we have those discussions about, you know, what where would you see yourself most suited, what's your experience, where have you worked before, and then we're really honest about the sort of what a life on the ward might be like depending on what ward you go on to. But we also and this is part of our induction as well, we really do promote that we are one hospital, we are one team, and we have to work together, because, you know, we may struggle on one ward for staffing, there may be sickness. So as a whole hospital, we do work together, and we all need to feel comfortable to go onto any ward, as well as having our base ward, but actually to support our colleagues and our patients. So that's something that's really important as part of our induction that we do, is that we make sure people feel comfortable across the whole hospital. And if they've got questions about different wards, you know, we can help and we can answer that. And we've just started doing offering shadowing on all the wards out to our permanent staff. And we're going to be putting this into our induction moving forward, so that any permanent staff that actually hasn't spent much time in another ward but feels that that would help them, so that they can support them if they need to, they can go and spend a few hours sort of supernumerary, buddying up with somebody else for that day, to learn more about that ward, the processes, the patients, so that if they are called upon kind of at short notice, they feel a bit more comfortable to go to the other wards. So that's something that we've just started, and I think we've had some really positive feedback that people have opted to do that. And again, it's just putting that kind of time into people to say people need to feel comfortable. They need to feel supported and comfortable when they're coming to work. And we need to be aware that it's not as easy just to move people across. You know, everyone gets very set in where they're working and very secure in where they're working. So we're trying to use our recruitment processes, our inductions, and our kind of ongoing support to staff to make sure they feel comfortable working anywhere in the hospital. And if their skills are such that actually they're suited somewhere else, that we can offer that and support them to grow in whichever area that is.
We do have four very different wards. So we are, when we're looking at CVs and we're screening, people may apply for a particular ward. Then actually when they come to interview, we see their skills and think actually you might be a better place working in a different ward than you'd applied for, and have that discussion with them.
Well, I think, you know, Alison deserves a lot of thanks for putting this induction together, because she really does understand what people need, and she really has kind of spent time and effort. And I know she interacts with every single new starter personally herself, which makes such a difference. And, you know, she teaches us all how to be better at it as well. So, yeah, it's been brilliant.
Hi, I'm Mariah, and I am the Head of Social Work at Signet Maidstone. Thank you for listening for the Changing Live podcast. I hope you enjoy hearing our stories. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Spotify to keep up with all the latest episodes.